Hi everyone, welcome back to Prevention Nation,
where we believe education and awareness can change the culture of violence. I'm Caitlin Wagenfield.
And I'm Roy Letts. Welcome back to Prevention Nation. It's Roy here with Abby. And, you know, we're just coming into the month of December, and we just wanted to take a quick moment to talk a little bit about the holiday season and what to expect. Let me just put out there first before we jump into the topic, which won't be long. It'll be a brief topic today. But Abby, what's your favorite thing about the holidays?
Oh boy. The presents, obviously. No.
Presents. Well, it's only because you have a birthday and Christmas in this month, so you get double the presents. Is that true?
I mean, obviously.
Obviously. Christmas birthday people.
No. My favorite thing about Christmas is, which I think actually ties into what we're going to talk about, is just the appearance that everyone is happy and with their family and doing things together and doing traditions or building traditions and watching these same old movies and putting up their decorations, getting the tree, you know, things like that, that it just brings joy to most people and unity to most families. And you know what I mean? Things like that. The warmth that it seems to give a lot of people.
Yeah, so I would say the same thing is true for me. That's my favorite part. I mean, obviously I could nitpick and pull up what I like most about one thing or another, but I think the way you said it really is best. Like, I like the collective. I like the idea, this idea and concept that this holiday season brings decorations, some more color to our world, and along accompanied with festive holiday music. Mm-hmm. And while it's lines and crowds of people, it's bundled up and they're buying gifts for each other, expressing care. Our homes, in my vision of it, to your point, my homes are abundant with gifts or holiday decorations that don't have to be specific to Christmas. They can be Hanukkah, they can be Kwanzaa, but they're decorated with the holiday traditions, the foods and the feasts,
the warm fireplace,
the warm, yes, the hearth, the and the, yeah. So I agree, and I think that you bring that up that it ties into our topic, I think is what we're here for today, because for many of us it is all this. But I think our discussion today is that it's not like that for everybody. So what are the holidays like for some people that you're aware of?
So, you know, we work at a domestic violence shelter, and we do an adopt-a-family every year, which is awesome. People who are clients or previous clients, people who are at shelter, things along that line, can submit a small list for their family, and, you know, people go out and buy the presents for them, and that's awesome, that's amazing. But an extra step that we thought of this year with some of these excess presents that we get is, hey, parents, do you want to come shop for your kids and so that you have a gift to give your kids? Because obviously them getting these presents and things like that is awesome, so they don't feel excluded. But the ability for those parents to have that step of saying, but this one's for me, like this one's from this agency and I'm happy you're getting what you want, but I can't actually afford to give you presents, but we're able to do that for them. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not wording it perfectly, but just as not everyone's able to give everything or do everything even. You know, we live in, we work in a more rural area. If they don't have transportation, some of these traditions and memories and things like that that I think back on or that I'm going to start doing now with my child, not everyone has the accessibility to do that. Or maybe they work two jobs, so they don't have the free time to do that. Things like that.
Yeah.
Not everybody has that picture-perfect Hallmark memory that we're talking about and referencing that's really important to us.
No, I couldn't agree more, and I think you said it perfectly. I mean, working in the field that we do, there are people who are escaping violence in their lives. So in a time where you and I are celebrating putting that, you know, wreath up on our front door or the garland across the hearth, we have families who are coming in to services here who have walked away from their front door and have no front door to put a wreath on. They don't have a hearth any longer. And in fact, they don't even have most of their belongings, personal effects that mattered to them. They had to walk away from all that, and their children had to walk away from that. So I think an awareness to that. So I think that's one thing to really consider this season, how, you know, some people are feeling this season or the spirit of the season. I also think about a number of different ways that, you know, this is a season where I mentioned crowds and I like to be around a lot of people. I know that there are a lot of people who feel very alone this time of year. They've lost loved ones this time of year, or they don't have extended families, or they don't have a lot of people in their lives that care about them. They feel very isolated and alone. So this can be a time of year where they feel especially alone. Like, mm-hmm. if they feel alone all year long, well, now you have a season
that, of all these reminders of everyone else.
Yeah, and everybody's talking about all the joy of being together, and all the songs that mm-hmm. are joyous to me are about, like, together and family and, you know, mm-hmm. Rocking around the Christmas tree. And while they're feeling very isolated. So I just think this can be a time of year that can be very difficult for a lot of people. And then when we talk about just in general, when I like when we were talking about food and feasts and celebrations and traditions, there are, grocery, I don't know about you, but groceries are getting expensive out there. And everything's getting expensive out there. And I know there are people that can't afford big feasts and mm-hmm. big meals. And one of the things I, you know, would like to attach here is a link to some cool little resources that have been able to find holiday meals on a budget. Nevertheless, I think an awareness when we're going around to be really aware of how this season is impacting more people outside of just us and our own family.
Definitely. And I know people like to throw around the word, when someone seems like they're not fully into the Christmas spirit or things like that, people like to throw around words like Scrooges or Grinches. Yeah,
bah humbug.
You know, mm-hmm. maybe most of the time, I'm going to say, most of the time, there's a reason that person's acting that way, and it's probably because of something that they're missing or hurt or a memory or growing, you know, things like that. You know, most people don't choose to just be, you know what I mean? And I think it's another, I'm not going to quote this exactly correctly, but, you know, when you might be seeing someone on their worst day and you have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So just remembering to be kinder to people, even if, you know, they do cut you off or they take the last of something, or, you know, just a reminder that you don't know 100% about this person's life, their day, things like that. Just practice a little more empathy.
I think that's a great way to end this here then, on an action step. One, we, of course, wish you all a very happy holiday season. Whatever you celebrate, celebrate it well and enjoy your time with family and friends. And, you know, I think that's first and foremost. But second of all, our action step would be to challenge you to do exactly as Abby said. If you are one of those people who are fortunate enough to have a lot of holiday cheer, when you see somebody else or experience somebody else not demonstrating that kind of cheer and exuberance for the holidays, that's when I think our ask of you is to call up extra cheer mm-hmm. and holiday spirit on your end and help share that with them, because they might need it more than your abundance, you know, needs.
Definitely.
That cheer. So take care of each other, take care of yourself, and enjoy the holidays with you and yours.